It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Finally today, well, we hope you're having a happy St. Patrick's Day. And to finish our program, we thought we would mark the spirit of the day that honors the foremost patron saint of Ireland by talking with an Irishman who now calls Iowa home. His name is Colin Ryan. He moved to Iowa from Ireland in 2010. He is also a stand-up comedian. Here he is on stage commenting in this section on visiting his native Ireland with his American wife, who happens to be a native Iowan.
One of the bad things about being here was my wife lived in Ireland for 4 years, and the Midwest is really friendly, but Ireland has a reputation, but it wasn't quite like that. Because how many of you guys have gone abroad by round of applause? Because a lot of Americans get a bad time when you go abroad. I had to jump into a lot of conversations where, look, my wife didn't order the invasion of Iraq. Could you give her a break there, please? You know what I mean? And then you have this thing about America, like this false idea about Americans being stupid. And I hate when Irish people do that, because like some of the most intelligent people ever came out of America, you know. And you have this an environment to make some of the most ingenious decisions ever. Like America looked at the moon and said, "F it, let's put a person on that." Irish people were still throwing rocks at the fucking thing, trying to bring it down so we'd have a longer harvest, you know.
Colin Ryan performing in Des Moines in 2011. He joins me now by phone. Colin, welcome to the program. Hilarious there.
Hi, thank you very much.
How does an Irish transplant in Iowa celebrate St. Paddy's Day, we're wondering?
It's strange, actually, because I never really paid much attention to it at home. It's a fairly similar process at home, parades and people going out in the and drinking heavily, but I was never kind of big into it at home, so just being over here hasn't really changed. I haven't actually gone to one of the St. Patrick's Day parades or anything like that at all. It's a strange thing, actually, with St. Patrick's Day just in general. It's more of really an American holiday in some ways than an Irish holiday.
Really? So do you not, I mean, when you see people celebrating it on television or what you've seen in real life, do you not recognize that as home? Does it not?
Well, it is. But where it actually came from was like the, in Ireland up until 19, and not a lot of people noticed, but like up until the 70s, the pub stayed closed in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. It was actually a day of quiet religious reflection in a lot of ways. What happened was that the Irish immigrants in Boston used to have big parties. So the Irish people traveled over to America, seen like the parades and all the fun stuff was happening, said, hey, let's do that back in Ireland. So then probably from the 70s, 80s, it became an institution in Ireland. So we started doing all the parades because that's much more of an American thing, really, in a lot of ways than an Irish thing anyway. So now we have, it's very similar, but we're kind of, it's kind of like some sort of hedonistic feedback loop where we saw you guys doing this and then we started doing it. Then it became a big celebration as opposed to kind of a mournful day of solemn religious reflection that it was before.
So the Irish in Ireland have a fascination for our St. Patrick's Day that's different than their own.
Well, it kind of, we replicated it. So they're kind of the same things now. So we have the same sort of parades, the same sort of things happening. But it didn't originate in Ireland. It actually originated, I think, in Boston and like kind of in New Orleans and all of where the Irish immigrants were, where they kind of had much more of a celebration. So that was kind of, so for me, and I've never really been a big part of it anyway. I don't like crowds of people. As an Irish person, I'm kind of an anomaly. I don't really drink. So I'm quite disappointing to every American I meet as to not fitting a national stereotype. I feel kind of embarrassed about that.
Well, you have an absolutely charming Irish accent, of course.
Well, thank you very much.
So what would the Irish think of American accents?
Well, I'm quite fond of them. My wife has one. I've never had a problem with it. The thing is, we grow up in American television, so it's kind of normal for us to hear American accents. Like, we're very, like, Ireland and England are fairly Americanized anyway. We have a lot of the same shops, the same kind of culture. We watch the same kind of movies, whereas that's not replicated over here. So it's kind of, and it's interesting because, like, I went to New York before and having an Irish accent there is of no real value, whereas coming to the Midwest, it's kind of like a borderline superpower nearly, where people are just automatically fascinated by you. I become very exotic, which has never happened before until I moved here.
So what are the various reactions or the ones that stand out for you, reactions to your accent when people hear you all of a sudden?
Well, it's always very pleasant. Like, people are only I've said before, one of the only discrimination I've experienced or kind of some prejudice I've experienced as I come over is people actually doing my accent back to me really badly. That's been kind of which is, it doesn't bother me at this point. What you call it? But it was that's one of the few things. Like, literally, people start imitating me when I'm talking to them, and sometimes they don't even realize they're doing it, which is kind of nice. It's kind of form flattery. But most people are just very pleasant. Like, Iowa's such a nice, welcoming place. People are always very, interested as to why I came. I always think that Iowa people undervalue their own place because, like, they always kind of ask me, so why did you come here? As if that was some strange decision that I made under duress or something like that. Whereas I quite like it here. I said, everyone's been very, very pleasant to me, very, very friendly, very welcoming.
Right.
And I feel very settled and at home here now.
I wanted to ask you briefly before we say goodbye about about your the material you use for your stand-up comedy. You do some comedy, I think, about the difference in climate and weather we have here in Iowa.
Yes, definitely. It certainly wasn't. I didn't know about the climate. The only experience I had about the Iowa climate before I came here was seeing the movie Field of Dreams, and it looked very pleasant. I didn't necessarily realize that the place froze for 4 or 5 months in the year, although this winter hasn't been too bad.
Right, right. So, we seem to have missed it mostly this year.
Yeah, yeah. Not that I'm accusing that movie of false advertising. That was my own perception, but definitely it is one of those things where I never had to shovel my way out of my driveway before to leave the house. That's been an interesting cultural change. I, when people ask me back home what the weather is like in Iowa, I say character building.
Well, Colin Ryan, thank you very much for joining us, and we're glad you've joined the community here in Iowa for the past 6 years. And people can look forward to checking you out as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on. I really enjoyed that.
All right, we're going to go out with some Irish music by an Irish Iowa band, Wild Nept. Have you heard of this band?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay, we're going to go out with a little bit of their music, and I'll just say, I hope I'm getting this right. You can correct me if I'm not. Colin Ryan, Sláinte.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, Sláinte also. Thank you. Bye.
All right, take care.
No more planning, no more schemes, no more fleeting foolish dreams, no halls to face, no time to bide. Gather up your gear, we ride. Rage again.